Once again, for Community Focus, our public affairs program. This morning, we have a couple of guests live in our studios to talk about an item of public interest. And join me is Vicki Kennedy, who is heading up a Facebook page called Concerned Citizens for Hall County, who wants to come in this morning to talk about an issue with the Hall County Tax Assessor's Office. Also joining her this morning is Tyler Crawford, who, by the way, is one of the candidates running next year for the District 3 position on the Hall County Commission. Glad to have both of you with us. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Glad to have both of you with us. Vicki, let's start things off and introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them why you want to be on the air this morning.
Great. Thank you. I will. I'm Vicki Kennedy. I've grown up and graduated from East Hall, grown up in East Hall area and Hall County most of my adult life. I have been involved with Hall County politics and government issues since around 2017 when I was contacted by a former fireman about some fire issues, and I've been involved since then. I like to say that I became the whistleblower for the whistleblowers, for the employees that cannot speak. And while my teams have changed depending on what topic we're looking into at the time, I tend to have about 12 to 15 individuals from all different backgrounds that come together. We pull open records. We review the budgets by line items. We meet. We make phone calls. We make send emails to get answers to questions that the employees have or families have about taxes, about politics, about local government, about things going on down the road as far as grading and permits, that kind of thing. So right now our topic, of course, is SPLOST and the assessor's office and some billing issues that we're having questions about and we can't seem to get answered. So that's why I thought I did listen to your program last week and enjoyed that with Zach Probst, and I understand he's going to be on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to come and be a voice for the public and for the taxpayers of Hall County. It just seems like they're spending a whole lot of money putting out signs about SPLOST to tell us or ask us for more money to tax us, and I don't really understand that part. And so we just had, I brought Tyler with me. He's more on the numbers end of things. And so thought we'd get the word out about what's going on and what we do and get more people to understand what our Facebook page is about. And so I appreciate the opportunity to do that.
That's what I'll do. Tell me about the Concerned Citizens for Hall County Facebook page.
We have grown. Initially, I started that. Anybody that's dealing with social media knows I started it on my private page, and it just got to be so large that I decided June of last year when we were involved with the Board of Education and the wonderful $9 million farm that we have out here in Hall County now, that I would create an individual page just for the concerned citizens' comments and conversations. And so it has now grown in about a year to 5,900 followers, and we are getting about 160 to 180 new folks a week. I think people are sick and tired of being taxed. I listen to Oliver Anthony, and that song Rich Men North of Richmond hits home with us. We're going to work every day to make our dollars last the entire month, and it's getting harder and harder to do that.
So do you know, are all the people who are on your Facebook page, are they all from Hall County, or are they just spread outside Hall County?
No, Facebook gives a breakdown, and it's all over. The general population is from Hall County, but it's surrounding areas too, because folks don't necessarily live in Hall County to work here.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. That's why one of the big things we try to promote here at the station is people who live outside Hall County who come here to work in the county from that standpoint. Again, our guest this morning on Community Focus, Vicki Kennedy of the Concerned Citizens for Hall County Facebook page, and also Tyra Crawford joining her this morning for the program. So you're saying that you've got people who work in Hall County government who work with you when they see problems in government.
Right. They'll email me or text me or give me a call, or they'll know somebody who knows somebody who will send me a message to say somebody needs to talk to you about something. And since 2017, every bit of this has been, we vet the information. We double check it, triple check it, to make sure that it is accurate and correct. And since 2017, there are 8 either elected or appointed officials in Hall County, positions in Hall County that are no longer holding those jobs now.
Say that again, please.
Since 2017, there are 8 elected and are appointed officials or positions in Hall County that are no longer holding their jobs because of information we brought out.
Wow. Okay, did not know about that. That's interesting. You're going to learn a lot this morning on Community Focus, our public affairs program. Tyler Crawford is also joining us. As mentioned, Tyler, you're going to be running for Hall County government next year. But tell us about your position with Hall County, Concerned Citizens for Hall County.
I just kind of fell into the group. I think I was trying to think back to when I first kind of met Vicky and got involved. I ironically enough, I think it was on potentially one of the former chairman of the Board of Commissioners post. I think is when I first saw one of Vicky's posts. But so got involved only through my own process did I start really paying attention. I didn't know much of anything before 2021. I hadn't really paid attention to even who my commissioner was. And it was through a process of trying to work from home that it ended up taking about 3.5 years to do that. And you get a front row seat to not only how the commission works, but obviously some of the problems that are involved. A handful of places on the third floor, you know, whether that's planning and zoning or inspections. And so it was through that kind of personal effort that once I saw what Vicky was doing, what the group was doing, I was like, man, I feel like I need to be a part of it. I've already kind of done the planning and zoning end of it, watching not only the developments, but then also, again, people that were coming through the process. I always say that the process of rezoning or asking for a variance is not made for people that haven't done it before. And, if you have the opportunity to do that and to help somebody else out, I feel like that was a really, it was a fulfilling part of that whole process. So I've tried to do that as much as I can. The planning and zoning really kind of interested me quite a bit, and that's how I got plugged in. But essentially, you know, there's so many different forms of what we do now that I think everyone kind of, even though we have our own little thing, we do a lot of, I guess, cross-training, I guess you could say. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of SPLAW stuff here as of late, obviously, but the tax assessor's office. So it's not just planning and zoning, but there's a lot of other little parts that, they need just as much of attention as the developments around here do.
You mentioned one thing I thought was very interesting to start things off. Most people don't even know who their commissioners are. There's four commissioners and the chairman here in Hall County, but they usually don't know anything about even government until something affects them personally, just like this with the taxes.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly how that works. Until you have a need for them, you tend not to know who they are. And then once you have a need, you're like, oh, no, I've got to know who this person is. Mm-hmm. I've got to reach out and talk to them because they are obviously very influential. They're the ones leading government here. So if you have anything that you need done at that level, yeah, you have to know them. So, I've talked to all the commissioners at various times for things, but yeah, you don't really know how much you need them until you do.
All right. So, Vicky, talk about the issue we're talking about this morning is the tax assessor's office. So, how'd you get involved in this situation?
Well, we've been involved with the short-term, long-term rentals, and we came across some fun issues there, and we brought some attention to some things that maybe they weren't aware of there, and we got involved with the assessors. Just people calling us saying, I don't understand this or that, and we'd pull open records and got some reports that didn't quite make sense. So I reached out to James Cantrell, who is our Hall County, the former tax appraiser for 30 years, and I asked him some questions. I couldn't always get in touch with the current appraiser for some reason, and he has taught me a whole lot, and we started reviewing things, and I realized this is not making sense. And so I took that information, and I had a two-hour meeting with Darla Eaton and Richard Steele, who I appreciate them listening to us, and she couldn't answer some of the questions, and she, made a list, and she said she'd have to look into things, and I didn't realize till recently that she did hire the auditor. She's got an auditor reviewing the 11,999 accounts that qualify for homestead exemption in Hall County. As of June 30th, I believe the number of the accounts that he or she had reviewed is about 1,700 accounts, of which around 351 have errors. Folks have been getting homestead exemptions when they did not qualify. That total right now at that number equals about 2,300. if the error rate stays the same and he or she was to get through the balance of those accounts, we're looking at $10 to $12.4 million that Hall County has not been collecting for years and years. And these accounts seem to be coming from maybe a report that's not being worked correctly. When a home is sold, the attorneys send the transfer deed report to the clerk of courts, who I assume, and that's what I'm hearing, is sending it to the assessor's office. And it seems like that report's not getting worked correctly, because the auditor seems to have found accounts where grandmother may have passed away or sold her property, and now a commercial business owns that land. That commercial business has been getting homestead exemptions, which we all know is not correct. Other instances is a family may have passed or may have just decided to sell property. The new owners are qualifying for homestead exemption without ever applying. Only getting the homestead exemption based on the previous owner's application. So obviously that report that stops the homestead exemption the day of death or the day of the closing is not being worked appropriately. I have emailed the Board of Assessors, Zach Probst, the Board of Commissioners, Steve Watson. I believe the county attorney has copies of that, and we cannot get answers. The Board of Assessors wanted a list of questions before they had agreed to meet with us, and I don't really feel that's fair, because they were appointed, and if anybody doesn't know this, the five Board of Commissioners get to each pick one person for the Board of Assessors. They are appointed, and they are over the tax appraiser, Steve Watson. And we've been working on this for over a year, year and a half, just trying to get money into Hall County that is due Hall County, and we can't meet with them for some reason. So for them to be pushing so hard on trying to get us to agree to another tax, when they're not too concerned over $2.3 million right now and potentially $12.4 million, I have a problem with that.
All right, so again, our guest this morning with Community Focus is Vicki Kennedy, who represents concerned citizens for Hall County. I have invited Steve Watson, the Hall County Tax Assessor, to join us and hopefully get a chance to talk with him either this week or next week here on our station. Again, tomorrow morning at 9:05, we'll be talking with Zach Probst, Hall County Administrator, to talk about, be the second time he's been with us, to talk about the upcoming SPLOST referendum on November the 4th. Again, I'm learning a lot this morning talking with Vicki and with Tower. So you said there is a board that oversees Mr. Watson's department?
It's called the Board of Assessors, and they are appointed by the Board of Commissioners. And just to clarify, I think I did misstate. The 11,999 accounts is school tax exemptions, the folks that do qualify for the school tax exemptions, which that's just an extension of homestead. But yes.
Right. That goes for if you're over 70 years old, you get the exemption where you don't have to pay school tax anymore from that standpoint. And I know that's been a big hit for the school board when it comes to the number of people who've been receiving that money, that exemption, Vicki.
Right. So a lot of people now, I believe, have gotten their assessments. They're confused. The total number is not on there. The breakdown of the M&O is not on there. You have to go to the QPublic website to look at the additional charges and a more closer estimate of what you're going to owe. But then we have to realize the Board of Assessors and the Board of Education still have to vote on their millage rate. So you will also add that dollar amount in. And for all these folks that are on this report, the auditor has found those folks, by Georgia law, can be backbilled up to 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, I don't see that that's been happening recently.
Right, excuse me, you mentioned Board of Assessors. You meant the Board of Commissioners. They'll come up with the tax rate, and then it goes to the Board of Assessors, right?
Is
that correct?
I believe so,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the tax rate's got to be determined by the commissioners, and then they'll send it to Mr. Watson's office from that standpoint. All right, so Tyler, let me ask you, you're looking at getting into Hall County government even next year. You'll be one of the candidates running for District 3, as Greg Poole will be seeking another office next year. He'll be running for U.S. Congress for the 9th District coming up next year, so he will not be a Hall County commissioner next year, at least be going for that office. Just the idea of what you've been talking about with numbers, as Vicki was talking about, let's look at just numbers from the standpoint. She mentioned confusion, and we hear from the tax assessor office is that, okay, they just assess property. In Darla Eden's office, the Hall County Tax Commissioner, she collects the money, but it all comes from the commissioners from the tax rate, which they'll have from their budget, but it still comes back to this new law that came back that we voted on last year about having a, I guess, a foundation when it comes, we're going back to 2023. That's the taxes that we're looking at, then just rising 3%. And going back to when Lee Hawkins represented the area who first started this, is okay, so many people 70 years old above it were just getting killed. But the same from that standpoint, I use that term, when it come to their taxes, just the way the assessments are going up so much and they're having to pay more taxes, even not having the exemption on school, it was just really a burden on everybody. So tell me your opinions on all this.
This might be putting the cart in front of the horse, but my personal opinion is that we get rid of property taxes. I don't know that that plays very well, but, if the idea is that, SPLOST works so well because we're getting 30 or 40% of money from outside the county, then why doesn't it work well for property taxes? Like I said, that doesn't, it seems to fall on deaf ears, and some people are like, well, I don't know about that. But, my personal opinion.
They start in Florida. I know they're down there.
I think when we look at, and this is not to, sink our argument here later, but, I think if you do that, there's a lot of things that are somewhat, rendered irrelevant at that point. So all this exemption stuff, a lot of this problems goes away, obviously, if you don't have property taxes. But obviously,
then the confusion on the assessments that we got in the mail come from not having the tax rate because of this new law that we passed last year.
Oh yeah, so 581. Yes. But that is the most common thing that I've heard, and actually I've gotten this past weekend was the third weekend that I've gotten a chance to kind of walk. I started off at Ben Parks Road, which is currently going to have a PRD application be heard September 2nd.
Oh really?
Yes, and so I started off there, and I basically been asking a lot of the questions that you were asking that we've been asking, and that's obviously the thing that comes up quite a bit. In fact, the tax assessor's office is probably the most common answer. I almost always ask them a question of where do you think Hall County government is coming up short that we need improvement on? And exactly what you said is what pretty much almost everybody has told me so far. The valuations, we're paying $500,000 a year for GMAS. It doesn't seem like GMAS is really doing much of anything. It seems like you could just get rid of it and just have everybody appeal and figure it out from there. There's a lot of problems with, we seem like we're spending money and not getting much of a result. And so a lot of these things that we come back to, whether that's SPLOST or from the tax assessor's office, if we apply the scientific method, does this work? Is the money that we're spending, do we show a real gain from this? I don't know that we're getting that in almost everything that we're doing. So, not to complain about Hall County government in general, but the accountability from where we're spending the money seems to be not there as much as it needs to be.
So is the biggest issue what we're talking about this morning is just the assessments themselves and this issue with who had received the exemption from school taxes over 70, and now there's some controversy there about issues, people who shouldn't be receiving, or are the issues with the assessor's office?
Oh, there's a whole lot more issues that we could go into. For instance, swimming pools that's not been assessed, boat docks that's not been assessed correctly, missing basements. I had a lady call me from a certain subdivision in South Hall County saying, hey, I got to listening to what y'all were saying. I looked back at my home that we used to own in the subdivision. My property tax was $6,200 a year. I have a full finished basement. Go back and look at who owns the house now. Why is their taxes less than half? And it doesn't look like they're getting billed for a finished basement. I said, I don't have the answers for that. And we've taken over a year and we still don't have them. This week we met with James Cantrell, and one perfect example that he has found recently is a property in Hall County. And if you look on it, it says the swimming pool permit was never acted on. They never put in a pool and or it was filled in. That's what it says on this person's individual Q public information on this property address. And yet the aerial view shows a blue, full, beautiful pool in their backyard. So GMAS that we paid $500,000 for last year, I believe this year it's gone down to $400,000. Either they're not going out and assessing the properties correctly, something's wrong.
All right, for the people who don't understand, what tell us about GMAS, what that stands for.
GMAS is a company that they hire to help our county tax assessors, appraisers, do their job. Last year, we learned that no live individual person comes to your home to assess your property unless you appeal. That's why my group is requesting and trying to stress, we wished everybody would appeal. If 35% of Hall County citizens appeal their property assessments, my understanding is the state would come in, they would put a freeze on everything, and they themselves would audit the tax assessor's office.
So you can say that again. So the state would come in?
That's if there's 35%? My understanding,
35%. Wow. Now that would hit home big time, because the audit would take a long time.
You think? Yes.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about it. And so it goes to the point of how government's run, because we're looking from the tax commissioners getting the tax rate, tax assessors have their assessment on property, and then Ms. Eaton's office with the Hall County Tax Commissioner's office, they bill us, and she was telling me that even the tax bills won't go out probably until November 1st this year.
Right. And my understanding is even the Board of Education superintendent is aware of the dealings going on. He, in his last budget for the last meeting, it's there. I'm not sure if he explained it to everybody in a way that they will understand what it is. But if you'll go online and look at the agenda, that 11,999 account balance and the auditor's information is all listed there. And why he is not pushing for that money to be collected and for this to be fixed, I have no idea, because 67% of every dollar collected goes back to the Board of Education, and it makes no sense for them to ever threaten us to raise our millage rate when there's that much money that they're not worried about collecting.
All right, so we're talking about the tax assessor's office with the assessments came out just last week. We got 45 days until September 19th to file for homestead exemption, but the biggest issue you're looking at is was as auditor is going in and saying there have been accounts that had the exemption for school tax that has not been followed up on correctly, and that we're losing out as taxpayers, as this is here in Alcala, we're losing out a bunch of money that should be collected, right?
Yes, and we have the documents for that.
Yeah, I think just to interject real quick, general idea is that stuff's not getting updated. So what, you know, and I think what Vicky talked about too, if there's a model of a certain property that almost always has this messed up, is there would be an older house, you know, say from the 50s or 60s, mm-hmm. somebody would have owned it. They had a full exemption. They either pass or they sell, like you described earlier. And then somebody else will buy it, an LLC will buy it. And it's very oftentimes it does get rezoned into a planned industrial development, and the developer will keep the house and use it as an office at the front of the development. So whether that's for, you know, whatever office secretary they need, in almost every case I can think of, that property, if there's a house in the front that's from the 50s and there's a industrial development behind it, it's still under that original exemption. So that is like the one model that I can think of that almost always pops up as something that doesn't get updated. The other one that I can think of that's very odd off the top of my head is there was a property and we're looking through. It was in a neighborhood. The house burned down. A individual behind it bought it. It was very large lots in this particular neighborhood. But that lot is now under conservation use, and it's zoned R1. And it's got a pool on it. It's got a pool house, detached garage. It's exactly like the rest of the neighborhood, except the house is gone because the house burned down. But it's still, you know, like I said, it's under conservation use, even though it's in a neighborhood. You're supposed to lose an acre and a half for a residential building, but the entire thing is under conservation use because the house burned down. So there's these situations where, again, it's not being updated. The tax assessor's office is not, you know, I don't want to put words in the mouth here, but they're not following up on what is happening with the property currently. It's almost always a snapshot in time of what it used to be. But, you know, within the past couple of years, it has either changed ownership or something on it has changed, and that is what's not getting updated.
I'll ask Steve Watson next. I'll get a chance to talk with him, hopefully here on the air, to talk about this. But from the standpoint, is his office being overwhelmed, Vicky? The people they have on staff there just can't keep up with the different changes in the properties here in Hall County?
I wouldn't have the answer to that. I've not had an opportunity to speak to them or to meet with any of them.
Do you know how many people work in the session? I don't know.
I do not know.
Okay. I know Mr. Watson's in charge. I'll ask him that question when he gets here. But it seems like there's some issues there, because the auditor was hired by Darla Eden, the Hall County Tax Commissioner, to look at this department from the standpoint of our issue this morning. So time's flying by in a hurry. Any last comments before we wrap things up, Vicki?
We'll let Tyler.
Yeah, go ahead,
okay.
Tyler.
Just real quick on the SPLOST conversation, because obviously that's a very hot topic here currently. We like I mentioned before, we had a chance to look over some of the SPLOST numbers, and we'll just very quickly go over SPLOST 8. SPLOST 8 is really where things went sideways. If we look at SPLOST 1 through 7, everything was pretty good. We had kind of initially budgeted very close to the initial numbers. SPLOST 8, we were supposed to only bring in $216.96 million, which is what the county said. We actually brought in $111 million over that. Of course, it's technically not over yet because it'll end June of
Correct.
Next year.
Uh-huh.
But if the projections, if we just keep the same amount of money coming in next year that we did this year, we'll be $111 million over. So the question comes back to where have we been funneling all this money? And 51%, we'll go quickly through the breakdown, 51% went to roads, presumably since T-SPLOST did not pass. A lot of the overage went into the road improvement projects. But everything down the board, money went everywhere. So 33% went into water and sewer over what we had initially projected. 62% went into technology. 73% went into the capital improvement project, or capital improvement budget. 18% went to parks. 56% went to the sheriff's office. 35% went to fire services. And 34% above and beyond their normal budget and what they had asked for in 2019. That's where the money went. And so, the back half of this is, well, let's see,
So you're saying all the projects have already been paid for in SPLOST 8, and then they're now through June next year, there's overages.
Yes.
They're being used for other purposes.
Yeah, and I don't know if, did somebody miss a decimal place or a zero? Like, how did we end up bringing in 51% more than what we had, budgeted for in 2019? Like, if you broke down over 6 years, it would have been $36 million a year. We hadn't taken in $36 million a year in SPLOST since the very beginning of SPLOST 7. So that initial number was way off. If you look at the ACCG handbook, that money's supposed to go back to M&O, but it's really getting squirreled away into other projects. So when we talk about a courthouse, and again, not to rip on the courthouse, we don't even know where it's going to be. We don't know any of the plans. There's two competing plans as far as I know. I think the one that is supposed to be at Browns Bridge seems like it's winning right now. But we don't know what exactly it's going to look like, where it's going to be, but we're supposed to vote for $145 million for the courthouse. And like I said, we bring in about $120 million a year from property taxes. So we almost brought in essentially an entire year's worth of property taxes in just the overage in SPLOST 8. So, if we're talking about accountability for government, I think, we need to stay on top of where the money's going. We had $40 million that came in from the American Recovery Plan. That was COVID money. So we had a lot of money coming in from 21, 22, 23. We just stopped spending that American Recovery Plan money last year. So, the idea is if we need to vote for this and, we've got to pass it because everything's going to fall apart if we don't pass SPLOST 9, I think we need to be more accountable for where the money went in SPLOST 8. I think the first word of SPLOST is special, and in my opinion, we've gotten away from that. The government feels entitled to this money. It's no longer for special projects. It's for your wish list. It's, what do you want to see? If you had $1 million, what would you spend it on? And it feels like that's where SPLOST is currently, in my opinion.
All right. So if you're going to be a candidate running next year, have you talked to any of the commissioners about this issue, about these overages?
I have talked to one, but as far as the other four, no, I have not.
Okay, so what kind of comments did they give to you about this issue? Can you share it with us? What kind of response did you get?
They're overwhelmed at his numbers.
I don't want to say unfortunately, but it does feel a little bit like unfortunately. The government, if you're in government currently, I think they have solidified around the idea that we need SPLOST to continue functioning. It definitely feels like everything's going to fall apart. Like obviously the municipalities are paid for out of SPLOST. So
that's the biggest issue I know.
Yes. And so, in their words, the municipalities are going to basically be bankrupt overnight if we don't pass it. So there is a little bit of pushback on the SPLOST stuff, although if you look at what the budget is, a third of it is to the courthouse. So, you know, the other big project is the Spout Springs Road widening. So there's really only a handful of things that are in SPLOST 9. The municipalities, I don't have a problem with. You know, you might have some argument later as far as what the money's actually going to. But, you know, when I look at the budget of what we've set for SPLOST 9, a lot of it comes back to, do we actually really need it? And I don't know that I've heard a great answer for that. I'm sure you'll hear that we certainly need it tomorrow.
Between now and October 4th, we'll hear a lot.
Yes. Yeah. But like I said, we're trying to ask for accountability in the money that we already have. And I feel like this is a two-edged sword. This is the money that we already have that we're not spending appropriately. And this is the money that we are owed that we're not bothering to collect.
Right.
All right, again, Vicki Tower, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, tomorrow morning at 9:05, we'll have Zach Probst, Hall County Administrator, talking about the upcoming SPLOST referendum. Much more here on 97.5 Glory FM. That's Community Focus for this Monday morning.